It's been another stormy weekend this weekend, so a perfect opportunity to shelter inside, put on a movie or a TV show, listen to music. But if you are a bit stuck for choice, feel like you just can't really make a decision with all the options you have on your streaming services, in your DVD collection, what's new in your, out there in the world of entertainment, well, fret not, Wayne Matzingham is here to save you once again with his recommendations. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Cameron. How are you going?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Wayne.
Today.
Yeah, a bit of a mixed around hour, but still get our dose of Wayne in the morning.
Yeah, all good. Just happy to be here.
Excellent. So what's your first recommendation for us?
Okay, well, I've got a film that I absolutely adored. I went and saw last week. And this one is, if you can't see it at the cinema, it's in very limited release. It's actually coming to Netflix in a couple of weeks, so you can wait there. But I'd recommend if you can see it at the cinema, it's definitely worth it. It's called Train Dreams. This is a new film from Clint Bentley, who made a really great indie film a few years ago called Jockey. He also co-wrote Sing Sing, a wonderful film of a couple of years ago. And this is based on a 2011 novella by Dennis Johnson. Dennis Johnson was a writer that I discovered, well, I didn't discover him, but personal discovery for me a few years ago. And he died a few years ago. And I basically read everything he's written. I think he's just one of the preeminent American authors of the last 20 or 30 years. Fantastic writer. And this Train Dreams is a beautiful book. So I'm really glad they've made a film of it. But set sort of starts in the around the 1920s. And it's about a logger in the Pacific Northwest called Robert Grainier. And it just sort of tracks his life gently over a few decades, the ups and downs, living off the land, I guess, doing really hard work, and then also finding love. He's a very quiet, stoic character, Robert, but he finds love, eventually has a little girl. And it's just a beautifully told story. There's tragedy there. I won't sort of relay what happens, but it's him relating as the world sort of changes a bit as technology comes in. And he just lives a very simple life. There's a lot of discussions in the woods with his fellow workers about life and everything else. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous film. It's beautifully shot, just gorgeous to look at, which is another reason if you can sit on a bigger screen, it's probably going to look better than watching at home on your TV. So really, really love this one. It's getting some Oscar buzz. It might be too small to be a Best Picture nomination, but I'm hoping Joel Edgerton, who's a star, might sneak in a nom. So Joel Edgerton is wonderful as Robert. Also some really other great actors in this film. Felicity Jones, who plays his wife. And there's some small cameos from William H. Macy, who's wonderful. And Kerry Condon also pops up. So it's not entirely I guess most films that go word for word to the book. So there is a few little changes. But overall, I was very pleased that this adaptation from a book I love. So Train Dreams, you can still catch it in some cinemas now. Very limited. I saw it at Dendy in Newtown. But it's coming to Netflix in a couple of weeks. So I would definitely mark that if you have Netflix at home to watch Train Dreams.
A very cozy looking film there, Wayne. Nature. Nature, a dose of nature on your big screen.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a beautiful film and very entwined with nature and how humans interact with it and their own personal journey. So highly recommend Train Dreams.
Lovely. And what's your second recommendation today?
Well, this actually is another Netflix TV show. It's a comedy. It's called Too Much. And this is from the mind of Lena Dunham. Obviously, Lena Dunham made the, I guess, cultural sensation Girls many years ago. And she's back with a show that she created. She actually directs 8 of the 10 episodes. And co-wrote or wrote all 10 episodes. And it's basically a love story, a bit of a fish out of water story. It's about a girl in her 30s called Jessica who has a really bad breakup in New York. So she decides she moves to London to take up a work opportunity. And it sort of starts off a bit of a fish out of water. Like she's expecting London to be Notting Hill and all that sort of romantic stuff. And she ends up in a very small, unattractive flat in East London. So that's the sort of basis of it. But the more expanded version is her meeting an Indian musician called Felix. And after a bit of a rocky start, they fall in love. But then As the episodes go through, there's a lot of ups and downs, but it's just really beautifully portrayed. And I think that's the heart of the show. Some of the other sort of things don't work as well in the work environment there. I think some of the characters are a bit overwritten. But what really works well is the quieter moments between Jessica and Felix. And I think that's the heart of the show. I found it really, those scenes were really great. So I don't think it's a flawless show, but I think the ties are quite high. Good, really good cast. Megan Stolter is hilarious as Jessica. And Will Sharp, who you might remember from season two of The White Lotus, he plays Felix. And he's really, really good in this. And we've also got some small roles from some big names, Richard E. Grant, Naomi Watts, Andrew Scott, Stephen Fry, amongst others, are all really good in this. So Too Much on Netflix. I think it's a pretty easy watch, but there are some hard moments too. So I give this a solid thumbs up. Too Much, that's on Netflix.
Lovely. A little bit of a light watch there. Wayne, what's your third recommendation this week?
Well, I've got another one that's a comedy. It's based around some, I guess, tougher subjects, but it does it with a gentle and nice approach. I don't think I've spoken of this. It's called Shrinking. If I have, I would have only maybe spoken about season one. So there's two seasons out now. Shrinking's a comedy on Apple TV. It's created by Bill Lawrence, who's a bit of an icon in TV comedy, most famous recently for Ted Lasso. These are half-hour episodes. There's 10 in season one, 12 in season two. And it's basically about a man called Jimmy, who's a therapist, and he's the first season starts off with him grieving his late wife, and that's sort of the essence of it. And he sort of gets involved more into the lives of his patients, which is basically a no-no. You should just, like, be there as a professional, not sort of, you know, get involved in their personal lives. And that's what the whole show revolves around, him sort of relating to his patients, to the other people in the therapist's office, and also trying to reconnect with his daughter, who's also obviously gone through a period of losing her mother, and trying to connect with a teenage daughter. So both seasons are really worth watching. It's had, you know, pretty good reviews overall, a few Emmy nominations, and again, quite a good cast. Jason Segel, he plays Jimmy, and he's got that sort of amiable, goofy sort of laid-back comedy charm. And the great Harrison Ford sort of plays his boss, and he's very good in this as well, sort of adapting late in life to a comedy. So if you do enjoy the two scenes of Shrinking, there is a third season on the way, and it's coming early next year. So if you get through these and enjoy it, there's at least one more season to come. So it's Shrinking, and that's on Apple TV.
Lovely stuff. I've heard a bit of Shrinking. Good to see Harrison Ford in a comedy role. I think it really suits him in this show.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what's your fourth recommendation for us, Wayne?
Well, let's go out with a new album. It's we've hit November now, so I guess the music releases start to dry up a little bit, but there's still some good stuff, new stuff coming out. So let's go with the latest album from the Chicago band called Whitney, essentially a duo. And the new album's called Small Talk. This is album number 5 for Whitney, if you include a covers album they did a few years ago. So their 5th album. And if you're not familiar with Whitney, I guess they're just a beautiful sound, sort of very soulful, folky, sort of 70s-inspired sounds. A lot of great melodies, a lot of great melodies here. The duo of Julian Ehrlich and Max Kasachik really gel well together. Just a really gorgeous guitar. He's got a really high-pitched vocal, but I really sort of that pleases my ear. It's normally what I like out of male vocalists, that sort of higher pitched, and Julian definitely has that. So this is the new album, Small Talk. It doesn't really deviate from their previous material. It's just very easy to listen to. It's very soulful, as I said, great melodies and great vocals. And some really great guitar. So if you've sort of bought into the Whitney sound before, I think you'll really enjoy their new album. It's called Small Talk.
Lovely stuff, Wayne. I had a little bit of a listen to them before the show, and it does have that real, I guess you could say, nostalgic, old-school folky sound. Is there a song you want to play us out on this morning?
Yeah, definitely. Let's go with Dandelions. I think this is very atypical of the Whitney sound, so... if you really gel that sound, I think you're going to love Dandelions. a beautiful little song, some sweet melody here. So let's go with Dandelions from Whitney's new album.
Brilliant stuff, Wayne. All great recommendations. I thought you were going to say Frankenstein for your Netflix film this morning, but I was wrong. I actually, I was writing Frankenstein as you were introducing it, and you had said Train Dreams. Like, oh, get rid of that one. I got to fix it.
I haven't been able to fit it in, Frank. There's just been too many films.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wait at home, which I know is sacrilege, but
yeah.
I just can't fit it in.
Yeah, I did really want to see it in the cinemas, but I just missed it as well, unfortunately. Anyway, Wayne, Thank you so much for joining us this morning again for Wayne's 4x2.
See you next week.
Have a good one, Wayne. See you next week.
Bye.